weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
It's deadline day for local authorities to let parents know the options for their children's education. Dr. Alasdair Easterfield is Deputy Principal at UTC Cambridge. He is here to hopefully tell us what parents and children in Cambridge need to consider to ensure they have the right skills for jobs of the future. Alasdair, good afternoon. Thanks Hello. For coming in. UTC Cambridge, it's relatively new, isn't it? 2014, is
That's
it?
That's right, yes.
Yeah, it first opened. And I know the Prime Minister has said she'll put £170 million into setting up technology institutes like UTC's. Sadly, not all of that coming into Cambridge. So what do you do, say, that wouldn't happen at one of the village colleges around us?
So the aim of the UTCs is to prepare students that are ready for work, particularly in the science and technology industries. So our students have a full working day. They're in from 8.30 till 4.30 every day.
You said you got off early for coming in here today, which is quite interesting. Normally you expect schools to run, I don't know, 3:30, 3:15, something like that?
No, I'd normally be in for another hour or so, yeah.
Oh, right, okay. I'm pleased to be of service then, in which case.
So the advantage of the extracurricular means we have more time to devote for our students. So they spend a day a week in doing what we call challenge projects, and those are extended projects that are both designed and delivered in very close partnership with colleagues in academia and industry. So when our students leave us, they don't just have excellent academic qualifications, they also have the skills they need to be successful in a modern workplace.
So they've already would have had some experience at, I don't know, do you try to channel them? Do they come to you with ideas? Of I want to do this when I leave, or is part of your work having a discussion to see what skills they've got and where they're best suited to go?
Absolutely. So when students come to us, they're obviously interested in science and technology as a career, because that's the reason they've come to us. But we spend a lot of time working with them, opening up their eyes to the jobs that are available in the science and technology industries, particularly around Cambridge and on the biomedical campus. And then we guide them and support them in that. So the projects, they have a choice of projects. So based on what their interests are, they can choose whether they want to do computer science projects, biomedical projects, physical sciences projects, and hone the skills they need to really excel when they go on to university or work later on.
And do you have a strong relationship with the various, well, the science park is the obvious one. There's plenty of course space on the business park, and no doubt the biomedical campus is becoming more and more of interest to you as well.
Absolutely. I mean, the biomedical campus is huge and it's growing almost on a daily basis, but we work very closely with both Cambridge and Anglia Ruskin universities, with AstraZeneca MedImmune, with Arm, with Mott MacDonald, a whole range, Medical Research Council, Sanger Centre, Babraham Centre, Botanical Gardens, a whole range of organisations right the way across the city and beyond.
Which sounds like a full-time administration job in itself, and probably more than one person as well to handle all of that.
I wish it was.
Oh dear. Teresa, some of that £170 million to Cambridge please could come in useful, some of the logistical work. I always get confused these days, because there seems to have been so many changes in the structure of schools as to who does what at which age. So just to really basic for me, what age range are we dealing with here?
So we currently work from with year 10s to year 13s, which is from 14 to 19. Next year we're also going to be taking year 9s as well, so a year younger.
Right. So and what's, is that people who are, or kids who are leaving school or leaving primary school, I guess it would still be a little bit earlier, or
no,
junior school maybe?
Leaving senior school.
Senior school, okay.
Key stage 3, which is they start at year, so they leave primary school and start senior school at year 7. So they do a couple of years in senior school, and then they will come to join us to specialise in science and technology. And we do A levels, BTECs, and GCSEs as well.
Mm. And the other kids at that age, are they staying at the school they first joined, or are they too going off towards other educational establishments, again, according to what they're doing?
So students can join us either at 14 or at 16, depending on whether they want to come to us for sixth form or for GCSEs as well. The students that don't come to us would remain at their existing schools.
And the catchments area, how far does that go?
So we're a regional school, not a local school, so our catchment area is technically 25 miles from our front door, although we have had students coming up from London and all over the place, so we really do attract students that want to do this sort of work, because we're the only place in the area that does it.
There's an interesting survey, which I've been sent a copy of, which is, I guess, the reaction from school children and what they think, I guess, of the... you're a science teacher by trade, so you might not enjoy all of these. So 27% of children say they know more about technology than their teacher. Is that really true? Maybe more about certain technologies, but not necessarily everything.
Yes, I mean, I would hope it's not true in some ways, but then equally I would hope that students are looking. I mean, I would encourage students to be looking ahead. I think there's somewhere in the region of, last time I read, about 3,000 plus papers a week published in science. So as a teacher or who's an academic, you can't be expected to be an expert in all of those things. And one of the really exciting things about science is there is so much out there to learn. And that's what makes it fantastic. It's getting that enthusiasm and passion across the students and letting them really run with their own ideas and not be sort of constrained by curriculums. I think that's what education's all about, not being constrained by textbook.
Actually, is it difficult? That. Because you must have, even within the perimeters of a technical college, you must have set works and set things, because the kids are going towards particular examinations.
So we get around that. The students have their academic lessons, their GCSE, A-level, BTEC lessons, where they're learning the curriculum. But the advantage of the challenge projects is it gives us the scope in our curriculum where we can really let students just run with their own interests and their imagination. And we are so lucky being in Cambridge, and we can work with world-leading experts in their field, be that aeronautical design or genetic engineering or computer science. And the students really can and do work on a weekly basis with experts from those industries.
You're going to say this next one is nonsense at the UTC Cambridge. 37% have no opportunity to learn about the latest technology in the classroom.
I'll be really disappointed if 100% of our students weren't talking about modern technology almost on a week, if weekly basis, not a daily basis, with their teachers.
Yeah, I'm sure. The school, we said you'd opened in 2014 and have a bit of a journey, I guess, of the last couple of years. You got an inadequate rating, but subsequently things have improved, by the looks of things, significantly.
Yes, it's been a roller coaster ride for the last 3 years. Setting up a new school is an experience that is quite tough.
And you were there from the start, I think.
I was there from the start, yeah. Our first Ofsted didn't go as we maybe have hoped it would have done. And it was largely due to administrative problems in the first one. Subsequently, the areas that were picked up in the first Ofsted inspection as needing improvement are areas that have now been, according to the latest Ofsted report, which we had from last summer, have been transformed. And Ofsted used words like exceptional, outstanding, and so on to describe what we're doing. It really was a glowing report, so we're very, very, very pleased with it.
And what do you think it was that helped turn it around, but helped at least set you off in the right direction and get that much improved report?
I think it's one of those things where the issues that were raised in the first Ofsted inspection we were aware of, we were already addressing those. It was just unfortunate, the timing of the Ofsted inspection to some extent. Mm. And over the last sort of 12 months, our staff have put in a phenomenal amount of work to make sure that those issues were addressed. We have got an incredible staff actually at the UTC. Everyone works really hard, and one of the great things we've got is nearly all of our staff have got professional experience outside of teaching before they went into teaching. So not only can they teach very well their subjects, but they actually know what they're talking about in a professional sense as well.
Some MPs could benefit from that, perhaps, some of the time as well. And you're doing more stuff with Parkside, I think, as well.
Yeah, so we've joined the Parkside Federation Multi Academy Trust this September, actually, so it's really new. And that gives us a number of advantages. It means that we're financially stable now, which is, under the current sort of funding formulas, a big advantage for any school.
Pooling resources where necessary.
Yeah. And we can sort of share expertise between the sites, which gives more opportunities to our students, particularly on extracurricular things and sports and things like that, where maybe we were a bit restricted in the past.
And in terms of parents, or the kids really are the ones who have to make the decision, it's their lives after all. How easy is it to sit down and think, right, okay, I'm 11, 12, 13, 14 now, this is what I want to do? That's it's a tricky one to have to choose the school at that point to perhaps shape the career which will follow.
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the great things about science qualification, doesn't matter what career you're going into, science qualifications always put you in a strong position when you apply for universities or jobs. again, the project work is really beneficial for students because they work so closely with colleagues in academia and industry. It means that they get to experience what particular jobs are like. And we look at science in the biggest in the widest possible context. So we work with communicators, we work with publishers, we work with environmental scientists who spend their day sort of paddling down rivers, engineers who may be surveying dams, we work with lawyers, you know, the whole way, financiers, people in science in a bigger picture, not just people who work in labs all day. So students really do get to experience and understand what science is about, not just the sort of, I guess, the media side of science and the sort of way that's portrayed of people in white coats and standing in a lab all day.
So oh, yes. Yeah. Well, actors dentists, if a toothpaste commercial. Yeah. I'm not a dentist, I'm just an actor who walks around in a white coat all day. Dr. Alistair Easterfield, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. In really interesting area and very, very important one as well. And Dr. Easterfield is Deputy Principal at UTC Cambridge. It's 5:43.